Welcome to Trent Bridge, and it's the England versus New Zealand fourth one day international. I'm with Jeremy Hall, who's Waitrose's events and sponsorship manager this morning. Jeremy, it's the second year Waitrose has sponsored the England team. How's it going?
Yeah, good morning. It's been a fantastic first year for us. We've learned a lot about cricket and the way it works. It's been fantastic to see some of the performances on the pitch, and obviously a series win last year against India was fantastic. Looks like there's a promising future on the pitch at the moment, the ODI squad as well, which is fantastic to see. But yeah, our involvement in cricket for the first year has been a really, really interesting one. We've done some fantastic routes with fantastic initiatives with grassroots cricket. We've seen a lot of customers at international cricket, and generally we've had a really good time being part of the cricket family.
Thank you. Last year you had a boundary fund where money was paid by Waitrose for every boundary scored during the game. Will you be doing the same this year during the Ashes?
Yeah, we're continuing the boundary fund with all of the proceeds from the fours and sixes scored by the England team going to the England and Wales Cricket Trust and their small grants scheme. So the money which is contributed during the men's Investec Ashes and the Kia Test match over at Canterbury as well, all those proceeds will go into that boundary fund again. We're starting to see the benefit this year of clubs who have applied for that. We were at a cricket club up in Yorkshire yesterday, Wixley, with Jonathan Bairstow, who have just had a new kitchen placed into their facilities there, which is going to be great for that cricket club going forward. And we're hoping to put more money into that scheme to help grassroots cricket in the future.
And how much actually was raised last year?
We raised a grand total last year, the England boys and girls. They raised actually £236,500, which is a fantastic total.
And what about Waitrose customers? How are you getting them involved and engaged in cricket this year?
So through our My Waitrose scheme, last year when you came to the cricket, we had different initiatives going on. We handed out goodie bags last year which had various items of content in there. This year we've got some opportunities to work with Hardy's, so we're rewarding them with some discounts for Hardy's wines. We're also running a competition, spot the ball competition in ground as well, where customers can win the opportunity to go and see England play in South Africa in the Newlands Test match, which is a fantastic prize. We've also got an in-store competition running at the moment with our food to go products. So if you go into a Waitrose store and buy a sandwich or a snack or anything, you'll see a little green round sticker on there. If you peel that off, there's a little code underneath there, and that can win you tickets to come and see England play across the summer. And we've stickered over 25 million products, which is a huge impression for us, and a lot of people are engaging in that at the moment.
Okay, and here at Trent Bridge Cricket Ground, there's a Waitrose stand. What can customers expect to be happening at the stand throughout today?
So we've got the same standing from last year. We've made a few changes to it. We've made it slightly bigger. What we've got going on here today, we've got some sampling of some of our current in-season products. So we've got a Seriously Waitrose ice cream, a little gelato, so customers can come along and try that as well. So we've got just over 1,000 of them, so come and see them quickly. They won't last all day. But they're a fantastic product, and then we've got some money off vouchers back in store as well from tasting that. As I said earlier, we've got the opportunity for customers to come and win that competition to South Africa, but we've also got a daily spot prize as well to win some England merchandise. So we've got some interesting things coming on in the unit today, so come over and say hello to some of the Waitrose partners who are working here today. Just to add on that as well, we have our Waitrose partners from our Newark store down here today supporting us as well.
And finally, what about people locally in Nottinghamshire? What's been happening with Waitrose in the Nottingham area?
Well, since the last time we were here for the England Internationals last year, we've opened a new store in Woolerton, just down the road, which has been going really, really well. That opened earlier this year, and it's just another example of our commitment to Waitrose's growth and in the Nottinghamshire area, and the plans for more stores in the future.
Okay. Jeremy, thank you very much for talking to us today.